Allen here. Wilk?
Present.
Wilk here. Galgiani? Leyva? Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza here. Pan?
Here.
Pan here. Vidak?
Okay, so we have a quorum. We will be presenting SB 544. It's Senator McGuire's bill. He's out of town today, and I will be presenting the bill, and Vice Chair Wilk will be presiding over the hearing.
You can start.
You are good.
Thank you. Go ahead. Proceed, Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good to see you up there. So this is SB 544, which corrects an inconsistency between state and federal law regarding contracts related to child nutrition programs. Under federal law, these contracts must be awarded to the firm whose proposal is most advantageous to the program, with all the factors considered and with price as the primary consideration. But under current state law, these procurement contracts may only be awarded to the lowest bidder, and other factors cannot be considered. This means that a school district or after-school program provider cannot choose a vendor who might be able to provide more locally sourced produce or higher quality meals or diverse foods that might be appealing to students of different ethnicities if that vendor did not submit the lowest bid. SB 544 will allow us to rectify this situation. Quite simply, the bill will align state and federal law by clarifying two things. A, that procurement bids, solicitations, and awards from a school district operating a child nutrition program must be consistent with federal law, and also that the price must be primary consideration in the awarding of a contract, but not the only determining factor. SB 544 makes a minor change in that that will greatly assist school and after-school meal providers in feeding our students, and as, unfortunately, for many children, the only meals that they have are those that they receive through their school meal programs. We need them to be the best possible meals available. With me to speak in support of the bill is Lee Angela Reed on behalf of the California School Nutrition Association, and also Alejandro Espinosa,
yes,
who's here from the Department of Education, and I believe we may have some others here in support as well.
Great.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Lee Angela Reed on behalf of the California School Nutrition Association. Just want to kind of reiterate a few points that Senator Allen made, and want to thank Senator Allen for graciously agreeing to step in for Senator McGuire. The situation we're trying to address really came to light last fall when the legal staff at CDE opined that the current language in the California statute precluded any other consideration except for cost. And they felt that that needed to be corrected. We did as well, because it did really limit the options, and we had some situations arise where, for example, one school food service director went with the lowest vendor, but he had to go pick up the food. Another one wanted to provide more locally sourced produce, was unable to do that because the vendor didn't have that capacity. We have a lot of children with dietary needs. You want to be able to address those. This bill does that. It's a simple change, but it is was deemed necessary by CDE legal staff, and so we ask for your support. Thank you.
Any other speakers in support? I also want to acknowledge that Senator Vidak has agreed to join us, so welcome.
Thank you, Alejandro Espinosa, on behalf of State Superintendent of Public Instruction, in support of the bill. As the previous witness has stated, this issue came to light working through some of our school districts, in particular the County Office of Education in San Diego, that discovered some of these discrepancies with public contracts code. Our nutrition services staff sought out the consultation of our legal, and legal ultimately made the determination that there was conflict with the requirements allowed through the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act and public contracts code. And so we did set out some guidance out to the field, but created a lot of confusion because of this contradiction. So we worked with the sponsor of the bill to come up with a solution to make it possible for school districts to be able to procure not only the lowest price goods, but also take into consideration other components like service and responsiveness and so forth. So for those reasons, we support.
Great, thank you. Any others in support? Anyone here in opposition? Seeing none, open it up to the committee for questions, comments, concerns. Senator Pan.
Thank you for bringing this bill forward. I did have a question, though. I mean, some of the examples you gave, I wonder, for example, like the food director had to go pick up the food, wouldn't that be part of the RFP or whatever that, you know, you're supposed to deliver the food to the schools? So I understand why we need this bill, but at the same time, I wonder whether people, you know, we need more assistance to school districts or whoever in terms of crafting good RFPs where you know, people are putting in, you know, I want locally sourced food. So that's actually part of the proposal in the first place, instead of, well, we get bids from people who aren't really achieving, you know, that if that's what you want, you should put it in the request and versus or putting some kind of a score, you know, way to weigh that instead of, you know, at the back end going, oh, wow, you know, this person didn't put that in there because you didn't ask for it. So
you're absolutely right, Senator Pan. And that's actually what happened was because one food service director just thought, well, it's automatic, you know, and this person's really low, so I'm going to, you know, go with them. And then when they found out the food wasn't delivered, then the next several RFPs that they went to write, they actually put that in. And then we're told you can't consider that as a factor. The only thing you can consider is cost.
Well, not even if you actually meet the RFP?
No. That's why we need the change in law.
So I could actually go and bid previously under law and simply say, and all I have to do is have a pile of food somewhere, and that's it. And because even though you say you have to deliver and that I can completely ignore all the requirements of your RFP and simply put a price.
As long as you're the lowest bidder, yes. They must accept the lowest bid.
Wow, that is absurdity. Anyway,
then that's why we're fixing it today.
Well, certainly, yeah. And I do think, you know, to a certain level, to be fair to people applying, that, you know, there should be, and I'm sure this will happen, that there will be, you know, set standards for how you're going to weigh. You know, obviously, price is the most important, but the other factors, the relative weight and so forth. But with that, certainly, I'm happy to move the bill at the appropriate time.
Thank you.
And I'll say, you know, if we want to spend some time, you know, later working on trying, and this is a gut and amend effectively, but if you know, want to spend some time making sure that you feel comfortable with the whatever criteria or standards are put in place, will the committee can pull it back?
Well, this way. I think for a piece of legislation, I think this looks fine. I presume the Department of Education and will be working with school districts to help them with their RFP. Yeah, I'm just saying that there's probably some work that should be done in conjunction that doesn't necessarily have to be legislation, but perhaps could be done so that so that school districts can get the kind of food that they want for the students in their school, right? I mean, I'm not sure we have to legislate every little detail.
Right.
What? That's what we're here for, Dr. Pan. No, I agree. I think this is a great bill. I mean, I used to be on a community college board, and, you know, we'd go out for our capital construction projects, and we were forced to take the lowest bidder. And sometimes you knew that was
right.
You just could tell from the numbers it was going to be a bad player, so I still shudder when I hear the term change order. And so we need to have that flexibility to make common sense decisions that are in the best interest of the taxpayers and the students. So this is a great bill. So I'll take that as your close. And if we could call the roll, because the motion, motion's been made by Dr. Pan at the appropriate time. So we are good to go.
Okay. Item one, SB 544. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Galgiani? Leyva? Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
Are the other senators coming? Should we leave it open? Or?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, I'm chair. Do I have to stay, or do you get to stay?
Would you?
Yeah.
Do you mind? Okay, I'll be right back.
That's a great thing about being a Republican. I don't have any bills and probes. No, that's right true. That's true. Actually, I waived it because it's such.
There you go.
We
need to carry better legislation. I will be right back. I will be right back.